but they didn't have any on them this year, and I sold part of the place off this year to my son, to my son-in-law, and the boy that got the part where the peach orchard is, he plowed up about 3/4 of the peach orchard. So there won't be that many peaches no more. I sent peaches over to Georgia to Clarence Cross.
Like
let him have some good, let Georgia have some good peaches.
Cold to Newcastle. We got so many peaches over there. Do you ever remember any characters that ever come up the river, Mr. Gilfoyle? Did y'all have people just kind of wander through?
Oh, yeah, there was always a hobo going by. Some, keep them going, tried to always keep them going.
You tell about making trips on the boat?
What?
Making your trips down the river on the boat?
I used to ride the boat in the summertime myself once in a while. I'd go up to as far as Greenville, Mississippi on a packet boat and then down to New Orleans and back. That is the boat that we got freight by and shipped cotton by. You'd have a big time when I was a little boy doing that. When I wasn't plowing or cussing niggas or something.
That's going to have to be deleted.
No, I thought we're not going to use the name.
It don't make no difference.
Did you, in the buildings you had on the farm, like where you would keep your corn?
We had a big corn crib, and it wasn't nice corn in the north. In the north, they got just a wire basket like you put corn in, no roof over it or nothing else. I couldn't get over that when I went up there to school. It was, ours was always inside and boarded up where couldn't no rain get into it. And up in the north, they just, if you've ever been up in the corn belt, it's just out in an open wire crib. It can all get wet. Snow and rain and everything else. I went up there and that wasn't the first thing I wrote home about a darn corn crib out in the north when I went to school. And to go way back on a little bit further about this deal, Teddy Roosevelt, you've heard of him in his bear hunt. When he came down, he had to go bear hunting, and he used a camp out on what's called Bear Lake, which is about 7 miles west of here.
Yeah.
And the camp he used belonged to my daddy and my granddaddy.
Really?
And Granddaddy wouldn't have anything to do with him, so when he came down here, he was a Republican, and the Republicans had burnt up, you know, his house when he was a boy, you know, him and his daddy's house, and he thought the worst things in the world were the Republicans, and he got mad at Daddy because Daddy let Roosevelt use his hounds. We had a bunch of deer hounds and bear hounds. And he sent a Negro with him by the name of Will Goodall to take care of the dog. And the dog belonged to Daddy and him, and the camp where he stayed belonged to Daddy and Granddaddy. And Granddaddy wouldn't even speak to him, and he talked Daddy out of going hunting with him, but Daddy did send the Negro and the dogs with him. And when I left, he had to go to school in Indiana. Granddaddy liked to quit having anything to do with me because I went to North school. He died hating the Yankees. He never did get over the Civil War part of it. He thought they were awful folks.
That's the story. Your granddaddy was in the war.
No, he was too young to go. He ran off and went to the war 4 times, and they sent him back every time. When the war ended, he's about 15.
The Yankees did burn the town.
Huh?
I say the Yankees did burn.
Yeah, I told him that in the other part of the story about burning the house, moving granddaddy out, great granddaddy out, burning the house out. Now, as I told you earlier, there was 8 of those boys came over here from Ireland together, and all of them went out into the country up yonder in the north, except my great-grandfather, and I told you about him, and the others, they lost contact with each other. But when I went to school, there was a friend of mine, was a real good friend of mine, had a picture of his sister, and I had a picture of a first cousin of mine, and honest to goodness, if they didn't have the names on them, you couldn't have told them apart. And his mother, this boy's mother, was a Guilfoyle, spelled the old way, G-U-I-L-F-O-Y-L-E. And then there was a Guilfoyle, ended up in Memphis as a tailor. And he came down and visited once, and we all saw him, and he looked like a twin brother to my uncle that lived up here in Lake Powell.